New technologies have made it possible for researchers to study stars light years away. And just recently, they've discovered that superstars like Eta Carinae are sending cosmic rays all the way to Earth.
Cosmic rays are just atoms moving near the speed of light that regularly collide into the atmosphere and are, in fact, passing through us right now.
Daniel Wick is an assistant professor at the University of Utah in the Physics and Astronomy Department. These particles, he says, move much faster than the ones propelled by the sun into our atmosphere, which cause visible effects like the Northern Lights.
So those particles, they get captured in the atmosphere and in the magnetic field of the Earth, and this is what causes the aurora in the Northern Hemisphere.
Wick says that data from NASA's New Star telescope allows scientists to observe parts of the electromagnetic spectrum in detail like never before.
So New Star is the first focusing hard X-ray telescope.
Unlike the X-rays you might get in a doctor's office, X-rays in space are much harder to capture. However, New Star helps to image these high-energy X-rays, and from this data, researchers can trace the rays back to their source, which was the case with Eta Carinae, a binary or two-star system.
Because these two stars are so close together, their winds, so all the particles streaming out from them, those particles collide and produce this giant shockwave.
When shockwaves occur, they have the potential to accelerate particles. Previously, supernovas or star explosions were the only known event to accelerate particles into cosmic rays. However, this research, along with new technologies funded by the National Science Foundation, indicate that binary star systems like Eta Carinae and black holes are also possible sources of cosmic rays. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.